Anne Hertzberg is a legal advisor of NGO Monitor. She's an expert in lawfare and no stranger to the morning mayhem. Anne, a very good morning. Thanks for joining us again. How are you doing?
Good morning. Great to be with you.
The issue around the distribution of aid is probably one of the most central and complicated aspects of this process. What are the options at this stage?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's two things about the aid issue. Now, of course, you do want to ensure that Palestinians have aid and have food and water. That's obviously a very serious concern. But like we've seen for years, particularly with UN reporting and the hectoring of Israel by European countries mostly, this is a diversion because the facts are, for 20 years, the international community, I know I've said this before, but we have to keep talking about it, is that they do not want to deal with the issue of Hamas and the diversion. And by focusing on the humanitarian aid, again, all the burden then goes back on Israel. I have not heard one thing from these countries in the past couple weeks, in particular that statement that 22 countries put out yesterday about Hamas. What are Hamas's obligations? What are the obligations of the Palestinian Authority? They never place any obligations on these actors. And that's what's so infuriating about all this, because you can't get the aid to the Palestinians when you refuse to deal with this question. And I don't know why these countries cannot get that into their thick heads, or it's just all politicization.
No, but it's because it's been a very, very long story. There has been, there's no agency given to the Palestinians generally in terms of responsibility. And that simply continued with regard to Hamas. No matter what happens, it's Israel's fault. If a hostage is killed or dies in Hamas tunnels, it's Israel's fault because they must have bombed them. And Netanyahu is killing the hostages. And unfortunately, I think that the many in Israel and around the world, even supporters of Israel, are continuing to give oxygen to that narrative. And it's very, very dangerous because there's absolutely no responsibility that October the 7th is Hamas's responsibility, and everybody acknowledges that. But beyond that, they seem to have no agency at all. How do you think that happened?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of factors. I think partially it is people feel sorry for the Palestinians, you know, the underdog, supporting the underdog. But I think a lot of it, and certainly this is what the UN is about, is they want Israel to not exist. It's ideology. And so, therefore, they that's what they're committed to. And so everything that they do has to be seen in that, through that lens. And whether that's because, and that's mainly because of who controls the UN. You know, it's controlled by Islamic countries and Arab countries. And they've been fighting this war on Israel for 100 years. And Israel, you know, and they are the main players in it. You know, the letter was cracking me up because they're, you know, oh, we can't let aid be politicized.
Right.
As if aid hasn't been politicized. As if UNRWA hasn't been a 70-plus year politicization program. You know, so I think that's the problem too. And also, unfortunately, we've seen a lot of the governments that are in charge lately, the UK certainly, France, Australia, Canada, are these governments that are very weak. They're beholden to elements of their population that are very hostile towards Israel and Jews. And they're not willing to stand up for them and even preserve. And they don't, I think the other thing is they don't realize the extent to which the policies they're promoting are damaging to themselves and their own countries in the long run. So it's not going to end with Israel, the types of things they're promoting. And it's a real mess. And until, you know, they want to, like, we can't go back to October 6th, but that's what they want to do. And then I'll also say that in Israel, unfortunately, you know, and regardless of one's personal feelings about Bibi and the current government, I mean, I'm not a fan of the current government, but they're very irresponsible, a lot of actors within Israel that are willing to put their domestic political concerns ahead of what is best for the country overall. And they don't realize the international impact of what they're doing and saying.
Well, what's fascinating to me always is when you sit on the Israel or Jewish side of it, there's always nuance and discussion, and we debate and we introspect and we look at what is right and what isn't right and is that happening in the right way or not. But on the other side of it, there is absolutely no give. There's no there just isn't any leeway. So it is concrete and immovable. So any time somebody from, let's say, within Israel or within the Israel-supporting area criticizes something, that's even blown up by them, because it is not taken as just an opinion, a view, a nuance, a discussion. It's taken as that criticism. And that's the problem, is fundamentally we are up against a completely immovable block that wants nothing but Israel's destruction, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly it. And I, unfortunately, I think a lot of people in this country, in Israel, do not get that. People are very, even people at the highest levels, you know, are extremely parochial and do not understand this about the international community. And it's also, you know, I was in the UK last week sitting in on these hearings about the F-35, a lawsuit brought by NGOs, one of which is designated as a PFLP entity in Israel. It's a PFLP terror entity. And, you know, and you're sitting there in court and the UK government is entertaining this claim by a terror affiliated organization to try to block its participation in the F-35 program. And the British government is completely oblivious to this fact. So there's some very weird cognitive dissonance going on.
Is it the echo chamber? I mean, are they so caught up in only hearing one narrative that it is impossible for them to imagine anything outside of it?
I think a lot of it is the echo chamber. I think a lot of it is, laziness is a word that comes to mind. I don't mean it that way, but more, these are very difficult questions. How do you get rid of Hamas? Yeah. How do you stop this sickness in Palestinian political culture that wants to eliminate Israel rather than try to engage in coexistence and have security for both peoples? How do you get rid of that? And it's a very hard question, and the solutions are not easy. And so I think because of that, a lot of these countries fall back onto these slogans and fantasies that are just not realistic and do not reflect what's going on the ground.